The following is a paid program, and the views expressed on this show do not represent the views of WJZ-FM, Entercom Communications, its sponsors, or affiliates.
This is Planning with a Purpose with your host, Brian Akers, certified financial planner and founder of Akers Financial Group. Now, bringing personal financial planning to the lives of our listeners and clients, one person at a time, here's Brian Akers.
Good morning, Maryland. My name is Jeff Akers. I'm your host this morning from Akers Financial Group, which sponsors Planning with a Purpose. Akers Financial Group is a financial planning firm that offers personalized, risk-managed approach to your finances. Our philosophy is that each client situation is unique, and a unique financial fingerprint, we call that, and it demands a personalized solution. So we'll work with you to determine your personal goals and help you to achieve them. You can give us a call at 866-AFG-TEAM, T-E-A-M. We are on a sports talk radio station, so we're using TEAM there. And you can have a free visit to help you on your way to planning with a purpose. Following us today, Bruce Cunningham will be on to talk sports with you as well. So you'll want to hang on so you can get to him. Here with me this morning is Bernie McVeigh. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning, Jeff. Preparing for the weather, right? Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be a huge event.
Yeah, it'll be nothing. But the roads are already white.
I know.
Because they've been pre-treated. So, have you been affected by the government shutdown? We'll be talking about that coming up later on in the hour. Now, if you would like to join us on the air, you can just give us a call at 410-583-1057. If you listen to the station a lot, you know the number. So today, for this first segment, we're going to talk a little bit about what we do to help our clients and what could we do to help you. So try to make this something personal, something that maybe you're in a certain situation that we could be of assistance to you. So, Bernie, I was thinking we'd talk a little bit about, at least the first one here is retirement. You know, people like talking about retirement, especially when they're getting closer to it.
Right. It's a big life event, right? And we like to think through the retirement situation with clients and really get into it fairly deeply in the year or so leading up to it, right? Because there's a lot to think about.
There's a lot of things that have to be in place before you actually turn in your notice and go. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about some common mistakes that we see.
Sure.
And then what we do to help people avoid them. Now, some of these mistakes, you'll see that there's nothing we can do to reverse them. So what do we do to cope with them, or how do we work around them?
Yeah, so it's really important that you talk to someone that can help coach you through some of these decisions, because many of them, you know, are irrevocable, and you cannot make up for a mistake.
That's right. So one of those has to do with pensions. Now, a lot of folks in the private sector don't have pensions anymore. There are still a few companies out there that have them. Federal workers, government workers have pensions. And so one of the mistakes that we see sometimes is someone comes in and they've been retired for a couple of years, but when they signed up for their pension, they took the life-only option, which is all well and good if you're the only one in your family. But if you're married and you pass away, then there's nothing left for your spouse when you take that life-only option.
And because the pension is payable only to one individual and one life, the catch is, the trick is, you know, people opt for that higher payout amount, not understanding that the lower payout amounts where there are joint lives involved will cover the life expectancy, life periods of two individuals.
Right.
A pensioner and a spouse, for example.
That's correct. So one of the things that we like to do when folks have a pension involved and they come to us ahead of time and we have a chance to look at it and say, well, what's the best choice? We might look at one of those survivor benefits. Sometimes it could be half of the pension. You're going to receive a certain amount, but if you pass away, your spouse is going to receive half of that. Some of them have a 100% option. Now, when you're looking at your list of pension options and you go down, well, how much am I going to get per month? That's going to be the lowest number on there. But if you pass away, your spouse is going to continue receiving that full amount for their lifetime as well.
Right. And sometimes, you know, companies, for example, will actually offer a cash option in lieu of the payouts. And in that situation, we can help clients to analyze, does it make sense or not, given their specific situation? And, you know, that's a really important point, specific situation, because in that kind of a situation, there is no uniform advice that we would give.
Right.
We would have to look at all of the particulars and help clients make an informed decision.
Yep. It's back to that financial fingerprint. You know, each situation is different and it requires a unique solution. So if you give us a call at that 866-AFG-TEAM, you can come in and meet. We can take a look at your pension options before you fill out the forms and do something that you can't then undo a year or so down the road.
You know, we also help clients understand what their multiple sources of income may be. Hopefully, there are sources beyond pensions that come from, you know, portfolio returns, for example. There may be annuities involved, Social Security, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. So understanding those multiple sources of income and how they fit into your specific situation is a really important factor.
Yep. I was talking to some folks this past week where the husband had several different pensions. The wife right now doesn't have a pension, but by the time she retires, she will. She hasn't qualified for it just yet. And so we looked at, here's all the sources of income, and let's take the survivor benefit on these, because by doing that, we're going to protect her. She has lower income if the husband, in this case, were to pass away. So yeah, it's going to depend on each individual situation.
Yeah, and in the private sector, employees that have had pensions suspended, for example, mm-hmm. in other words, they may have worked for 30 years with a company, but the pension coverage really only existed for 20 years. It may be that that cash flow stream isn't adequate to meet all of their needs, and we're going to need to help clients with their other sources of income and the decisions around when you turn those on and, you know, how you might fill gaps in the front end until you get to a Social Security decision and so on. So everything is unique. That fingerprint is a very big deal. It's all situational, and that's what we do with our clients.
Yep, which brings us to the next one, Social Security. A number of times we've seen folks come in and they've already taken Social Security, and it's a few years after that, and they said, you know, when they got to 62, I'm retired, and they just felt like that's what they had to do. They were going to take Social Security. Well, that's not always the right answer. So
not always.
That's right.
By waiting from that 62-year kind of trigger, if you will, you can increase your payout pretty significantly. For the first 4 years, it's 7.5% per year, which is a pretty big number.
And if pretty you go from just for waiting
normal retirement age of 66 or so, depending on your birth year, to 70, you can increase it, you know,
8% a year.
8% a year. So those decisions, again, are irrevocable. Once you decide to take it, you are, in fact, locked in.
Right.
And there are also spousal implications to your decisions.
That's right. Yeah. One of the things that we can run into is maybe a husband decides he's going to retire and take Social Security right away, but he has a wife who maybe stayed home with the kids, and so her Social Security number is less. Well, statistically speaking, the husband is going to die before the wife. And when that happens, the wife is going to end up with the higher of the two Social Security benefits, either the husband's or the wife, or her own. And so we want the husband's to be as high as possible, again, given the circumstances, depending on circumstances, so that even when he passes away, he's providing for his wife to have as much as possible. down the road. So some things that we want to look at with regard to Social Security, and this is just a couple of things or a few things. Longevity, you know, in your family, does it look like you're going to live a long time?
Right.
Or do you already have some health issues that might shorten your life expectancy?
Right. And there's no crystal ball on that answer, but there are certainly indicators that we would like to take into account that are, you know, are often, you know, significant in the decision making.
That's right. Because if you're gonna, if it looks like your life expectancy is going to be a little shorter, maybe taking it early isn't a bad thing. But if, you know, your parents lived well into their 90s and you're healthy and take care of yourself, well, there's a good chance you're going to live a long time, and we might be better off waiting in that circumstance. Another one is marriage. And we talked about this a minute ago. If you're married, then whoever has the higher benefit, that's the one that's going to go to the surviving spouse after the first spouse passes away. So we want to look at that. Another thing is, what's your income need? You know, you might be retired and you said, well, I'm going to wait for Social Security, but then you reach a point where, okay, I really need the income. Well, if you really need it, sometimes we'll go ahead and turn it on sooner than we might have wanted to otherwise. And then there's Medicare. And you might be thinking, well, why is Medicare affecting when I take Social Security? Well, if you take Social Security at age 65, and that premium, there's a premium for Medicare that comes out of your Social Security payment. If you don't take Social Security, then that Medicare premium can go up, whatever the adjustment is, the inflation adjustment is from year to year. Once you take Social Security, then the Medicare premium can only rise as much as your Social Security rises, so that you never get a net reduction
in your benefit payable to you
that's
that
right.
You see in your bank account every month.
That's right. Now, that's way too complex for everyone to grasp listening to the radio, which is why we offer that free hour of time. So you can come in, we can sit down, look at your situation,
right,
and figure out what works for you.
But simply stated, we all kind of know intuitively that medical costs are rising dramatically, while the cost of living adjustments are rising less so. And so that year that you lock down those Medicare premiums from a baseline perspective is a significant part of your overall Social Security decision making.
Right. And understanding that, you know, if you take your 65, so you're going to take Medicare now, and then you've got Social Security, you're planning on waiting a year. Well, just understand that there is a risk that the Medicare cost, that premium, will go up more than your Social Security increases in that year.
Right. Those baseline medical costs have been rising kind of at a double-digit rate in recent times, while the COLA adjustment for Social Security benefits has been rising,
yeah,
you know, in the low, low single digits.
Right.
You know, so it could be a significant factor in your decisioning.
And one thing, and this is another one of those errors sometimes, is people don't consider what's the cost of healthcare going to be throughout retirement. And so that's one of the things that we can help you to recognize. So there's a lot of things that go on with regard to retirement and ways that we help folks, but there are other things out there as well. Like, what if you lose a job? What can you do then? So one of the things is, maybe you're over 55 and your 401k is from your current job. Well, you can use that 401k money without being penalized. Maybe there's a special rule that we can do that. And we can help you to see that, recognize that, and do the right thing in that situation.
There may be separation from employment considerations as well that you may need some help with. What are the right decisions around any kind of severance that you might be offered, or medical kind of extensions? You know, medical care extensions, those types of things.
Absolutely. What about another kind of life event, the loss of a loved one? Mm. Someone passes away, you're the beneficiary, you might be the executor in this circumstance, it might be a parent, it might be a spouse. And so just navigating those those waters. They can be a challenge sometimes. So one of the things that we look at, non-qualified annuities are an interesting topic because you pay tax on the gain, and then when you take it out, and so depending on where you're coming from, you know, a stockbroker would look at that and say, well, cash it in now. Just take it all now because they want to invest it in the stock market. You go to an accountant, they're going to say, put it off as long as you can. Defer the taxes as long as you can. But sooner or later, in that situation, you do have to take that money out. So as a planner, we want to look at these circumstances, figure out the right thing to do for you. Maybe look at taxes over the years and not just all at once. So the music is playing, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the stock market. We'll have our weekly market update, and we'll talk a little bit about what's happened this past week. We'll also talk a little bit about the government shutdown later on this hour. You're listening to Planning with a Purpose.
You are unique. Just as no two fingerprints are alike, each individual's financial situation is uniquely their own. That's why the Acres Financial Group's team of advisors begins each relationship with a proven process that identifies your financial fingerprint. We'll guide you through a series of steps designed to provide a complete and accurate snapshot of where you are right now. Everything we learn about your financial fingerprint will become part of a detailed financial plan created especially for you. We'll never give you a cookie-cutter proposal or suggest a one-size-fits-all portfolio. The financial plan takes you from where you are now to where you need to be. Begin by discovering your financial fingerprint right now by going to getmyfinancialfingerprint.com. That's getmyfinancialfingerprint.com.
Member FINRA SIPC.
Long before 18-year-old Brooks Robinson was signed to play third base, and years before Natty Bo began brewing at the corner of Conkling and O'Donnell Streets, Baltimore families relied on the Evans family and the Evans Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services to help them during some of their most important family moments. Hi, I'm Charlie Evans, and for four generations, my family and I have been there for families, providing care and compassion in their time of need. Evans Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services provides the best facility, staff, and personalized service for your family. We have three convenient locations to serve the community: Parkville, Forest Hill, and Hereford. For more information, visit us online at evansfuneralchapel.com or call 410-665-9444. Evans Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, serving Baltimore families since 1865. I invite your confidence.
The choice of your child's school is vitally important. Wouldn't you go a few more miles for something really special? Harford Christian School is the longest established Christian school in Harford County, serving students preschool through 12th grade. For 50 years, we have provided affordable tuition and transportation options that put quality Christian education within your reach. Visit us on the web at harfordchristian.org.
Knowledge is power. How much better would life be if you had the power to provide a financial umbrella for your family? Protect your estate? Retire without any lifestyle compromise? Obtaining this kind of knowledge is as easy as making a call to Acres Financial Group, with a focus on helping you make decisions that reach far beyond the typical life stages. Acres Financial provides comprehensive, innovative, and personalized wealth management services. Call us at 410-692-9870 or visit our website at acresfinancial.com.
Member FINRA SIPC.
Weight loss does not have to be tough. You simply need a coach. InShape MD of Severna Park will devise a plan for you, show you how food is affecting you, teach you how to lose weight and how to keep it off. So imagine eating real foods, not bars and shakes, but ground beef, steak, fish, shrimp, vegetables, and fruits. A complete daily food plan. It will all be laid out for you. You simply select what you want each day. At InShape MD, we go over your health history. We do blood work to look for vitamin deficiencies. We customize a plan for you. And then we meet once a week as we coach you on how food can not only improve your health, but optimize your overall wellness. I don't know if you realize this, but often you're eating foods that are healthy, but they're bad for you. So we help with food sensitivities. We help you understand portion control, and we communicate with you daily so that a coach is available to guide you through the tough times. Call InShape MD for a complimentary consultation. This plan works, and you eat real food. Give them a call. 410-975-5666. That's 410-975-5666.
It's not just any TV.
Mom, can we watch something on YouTube?
Sure, honey.
It's Xfinity X1 with your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, and now Amazon Prime Video, all in one place. And you can find your favorites by speaking into your X1 voice remote.
No, wait. Show me Prime Video.
Plus, with xFi delivering the best Wi-Fi experience, streaming is easier than ever.
Oh, are we having a movie marathon? Count me in.
It's TV from Xfinity that makes life simple, easy, awesome.
Xfinity gives you access to your favorite streaming apps all in one place on X1. Watch top Netflix movies and original series, stream YouTube videos, and now enjoy Prime Video all right from your TV. Just speak into the voice remote to find what you want to watch. Plus, streaming is easier than ever with the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. To learn more, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
Welcome back to Planning with a Purpose. Call 410-583-1057 now to begin your plan. Once again, Brian Akers.
And welcome back to Planning with a Purpose. My name is Jeff Akers, filling in for Brian this week as your host. And I'm here with Bernie McVeigh this morning. Now, you can set up a time, a free time, to get together and talk about your situation, have your questions answered financially. Just give us a call at 866-AFG-TEAM. You can also go online to Akers Financial. That's A-K-E-R-S financial.com. You'll even see pictures of Bernie and pictures of me, and that might be more than you want to see, but that's another story. There, it is on there, so you can learn a little bit about us, about our company, and what we do. So this segment, we were going to talk a little bit about the markets, and we're going to do our market update here in a few minutes. But Bernie, what's going on with the markets? What do you want to hit on in this one?
Well, so, you know, we're coming off the worst year of market performance in this decade. So 2018 was not a good year in since 2010, this decade, right? So it's got a lot of people antsy in terms of their portfolios. And we can talk about some of what's going on in the background there and then talk a little bit about some of the performance of some of the key things that we like to look at versus kind of 52-week highs and kind of give the listeners a sense of just kind of where do we stand today. But, you know, the market's being influenced by, as always, by all sorts of external influences that affect, you know, investor sentiment. You need to look no further than, you know, 30, 40 miles down the road to D.C. and look at the dysfunction that's going on to know that that's got to be having an impact, right? Yeah. We've got the government shut down, and it's what, 22nd day, something like that? 22nd day, so, you know, that cash isn't flowing, you know, to both workers and to,
or
you know,
contractors
that are kind of doing the government's business as well. So, you know, the market's kind of sensing that there may be an impact in the short term to GDP, at least in the current quarter. There's no way to really kind of assess that, you know, formally, accurately. But, you know, there's a lot going on. And then, you know, with the Fed commentary, you know, in the recent interest rate increase over and above the objections of the president, you know, some wonder, was that really required? Was it, you know, was it solid, you know, judgment? Was it necessary?
In 2018, interest rates went up an entire point over the course of the year, the Fed funds rate anyway.
And if you look around the world, I mean, the interest rates in the U.S. are, you know, kind of higher than the rest of the world.
Or the best.
Yeah. Well, depending on how you want to look at it, right? But the Fed is also taking liquidity out of the market as it reduces its balance sheet. And then you've got the overhang of the debt situation, both, you know, public and private. I mean, we're approaching $22 million of debt
Oh, year? Trillion.
Trillion. Did I say billion?
You said million.
Oh, I said million.
22 million. I didn't mean billion that off tomorrow.
I meant trillion. T. So, you know, the markets are kind of watching that. And, you know, it's just, it's not sustainable. And then you've got, you know, the political movements that are, you know, threatening to kind of even expand it, you know, more. So,
apply to everything.
Yeah. Free everything. So, and then in the private sector, you know, you've got a lot of companies that are kind of levered up there, and they're going to be needing to refinance their debt. So, you know, the ability to refinance that and all is being watched by the markets. So it's a pretty big deal. There's a lot going on, and it's had its impact. For example, you know, we had a pretty good week here in the U.S. I mean, year to date, which, you know, we're 11 days into the year.
Yeah, it's hard to take year to date
as of yesterday. So you can't take it too seriously, but the Dow's up, you know, almost 3%. And the S&P's up, you know, a little over 3.5%, and the NASDAQ's up a little over 5%. So that's moving in the right direction.
Of course, last January, these were up like in the 7% and 8% range in January, and then we see what happened the rest of the year.
We see what happens. But, you know, if you look at those three major U.S. indices, right, the S&P closed, for example, at 2596. If you look back a year, its high close was 2940. So it's a big gap between its high. It's off its high. No kidding. And it's the same for both the Dow and the NASDAQ. I mean, kind of talk about the numbers specifically, but just sense that, you know, more of the same. So the question is this an opportunity to buy, or are we subject to a potential double dip even, right?
So it's the old buy on the dip possibility.
Buy on the dip there or not. And it's really an important decision. I mean, and the kinds of moves off the highs that we just described are reasons why we believe that our clients really need to be pre-positioned in the right asset classes so that they can withstand, you know, this type of action without A, either selling out at the wrong time, or B, so that they can kind of see their portfolio move less than kind of what the market is. And we like to have asset classes and portfolios that are not correlated to kind of the moves in the U.S. market. And you achieve that by having money in asset classes like real estate, private equity, potentially metals, oil and gas, et cetera.
Right.
In the right proportion so that you can withstand these kinds of market moves.
And again, all this is client specific. It depends on your situation. How much do you have in each of these classes?
Right.
Or if any in some of them. And so we want to sit down with you, go through your situation, and figure out how much to have in different places, because we can put together an asset allocation, a diversification plan, if you will, for you to help counteract some of these, soften the blow of some of these downturns.
Yeah, this is the time of year when lots of individuals, not just our clients, are getting their year-end statements, and they're opening them, and there's a little bit of sticker shock with some folks, you know, unfortunately.
Right. They open them and then they call me. And
And we would like you to call us because we think we can help you in down years kind of not move down as much, and in up years, you know, do very well.
Right. Take advantage.
Yeah. So what do you think about the markets, Jeff? Do you agree with kind of my commentary there, or do you think I've missed anything?
They're definitely down off of those highs. You mentioned 52-week highs and how far down from them they are. So we are kind of in that dip, even though if you look at year-to-date numbers, you say, oh, everything is up right now.
Yeah.
Well, up since December 31st, it's just an arbitrary date.
Yeah.
Now, we all keep track of it. Mutual funds certainly keep track of it.
But yeah, Christmas Eve was a real down day. You know, that was kind of the low point, right?
That was the day everybody was hoping nobody paid attention.
Right.
Because it was down so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the bad day of the year, kind of the reset, if you will.
So one of the questions is how much is this government kind of dysfunction really impacting the markets? I think it's pretty significant, but it's not just the U.S., right? It's there are things going on all over Europe. I look at what's going on in France with the Yellow Jacket protests and the U.K. with Brexit, and there is a lot of unrest kind of globally, right?
Right. But that doesn't mean that you say, okay, I'm not going to invest in anything international.
Right. And we believe that as an asset class that you really do need to have exposure to.
Right.
And if you look at Europe, for example, they've moved up again since the beginning of the year, over 2%. And Japan, the other kind of major developed market in Asia, is up about 1.7. So, you know, these markets are a little bit correlated. Oil has moved pretty dramatically since the beginning of the year as well. I mean, so it was 45.81 at the end of the year, and it closed yesterday at 51.62. So that's a significant.
I got gas this morning. I noticed
about 12, over 12%. And yeah, you know, it's interesting when the oil prices fall, the moves at the gas pump are, you know, a little bit delayed. Mm-hmm. But when they rise, it's like it's an automatic, instant kind of reaction.
I call it down like a feather, up like a rocket.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they do.
Yeah, so those prices have moved pretty dramatically as well.
We've also seen a rise in real interest rates, not just the Fed rate, but in real interest rates. So what do you see there, or what are you thinking about there when you see that?
Well, so real interest rates are obviously interest rates over and above the inflation rate, and so investors need to earn a real rate of interest in order to maintain, you know, their purchasing power.
Right. Now, when I said real, I was thinking about the 10-year Treasury yield,
yeah,
the one that really affects what we got, what we get at the bank, and
yeah,
what we can.
So if you look at it, you know, this year versus say a year ago, it's moved, you know, pretty dramatically to the upside, and it's impacting, you know, longer term rates. Mortgages have been, you know, more costly. You know, does it impact the housing market? Of course, you know, it squeezes a few marginal buyers out, might impact pricing and so on. But so the question is, you know, one of the things folks look for is that yield curve. Is it steep or not, or is it inverted? And right now, it's not really. It's steep. You know, the long-term rates are higher than the short-term rates. That's pretty much what we're talking about. And the inversion, where the opposite occurs, would be one of the causes for alarm of a potential recession.
Right. A downturn in the economy as a whole, which, interestingly enough, the economy still seems to be pretty strong with low unemployment, corporate earnings being good.
Right.
But we did see that downturn, that severe downturn in December. In the stock market overall. So as you open your statements from December 31st, you're going to notice, well, you might get sticker shock because you're going to see that things were down. But if you look at your current values, you're going to see that most likely it's a little bit higher than it was on December 31st. So markets move, and that's why we like to have some diversification so that not everything is going the same direction at the same time. Now, when we come back, we'll be talking about the government shutdown and the impact that has on federal workers as well as other parts of the economy. You're listening to Planning with a Purpose.
Knowledge is power. How much better would life be if you had the power to provide a financial umbrella for your family? Protect your estate? Retire without any lifestyle compromise? Obtaining this kind of knowledge is as easy as making a call to Acres Financial Group, with a focus on helping you make decisions that reach far beyond the typical life stages. Acres Financial provides comprehensive, innovative, and personalized wealth management services. Call us at 410-692-9870 or visit our website at acresfinancial.com.
Member FINRA SIPC.
Acres Financial Group was founded on the principles of integrity, trust, and service. We believe each and every client is unique and deserves advice and implementations that apply directly towards their personal financial fingerprint. This financial fingerprint tells us the objective, risk tolerance, and purpose of the investment and insurance tools that we use to assist our clients in reaching their goals. By discovering the purpose of each financial decision, we can help you accomplish your goals. Intelligent financial design starts with a detailed balance sheet and cash flow to know where to start. This leads to a financial design that will allow you to reach your goals with your risk tolerance in mind. Our relationships begin with an initial consultation and grows with each meeting. We would be thrilled to work with you and begin your planning process. Call us at 410-692-9870 or visit our website at acresfinancial.com.
Member FINRA SIPC.
You are unique. Just as no two fingerprints are alike, each individual's financial situation is uniquely their own. That's why the Acres Financial Group's team of advisors begins each relationship with a proven process that identifies your financial fingerprint. We'll guide you through a series of steps designed to provide a complete and accurate snapshot of where you are right now. Everything we learn about your financial fingerprint will become part of a detailed financial plan created especially for you. We'll never give you a cookie-cutter proposal or suggest a one-size-fits-all portfolio. The financial plan takes you from where you are now to where you need to be. Begin by discovering your financial fingerprint right now by going to getmyfinancialfingerprint.com. That's getmyfinancialfingerprint.com.
Member FINRA SIPC.
Clean air. Call 1-800-CLEAN-AIR.
Shouldn't a home comfort system make you completely comfortable? At Carrier, our expert dealers are the trusted source for everything you need for home heating and cooling. When you decide to repair or upgrade your home comfort system, your local Carrier dealer can advise you on your air conditioning, heating, and indoor air quality needs. From maintenance to repair to installation, going with a Carrier expert is a decision you'll always take comfort in.
Contact your local Carrier dealer, Clean Air Heating and Air Conditioning, and ask about current rebates on high-efficiency Carrier systems. Call Clean Air Heating and Air Conditioning today at 1-800-CLEAN-AIR or on the web at cleanairbaltimore.com. That's 1-800-CLEAN-AIR or on the web at cleanairbaltimore.com.
Clean Air, call 1-800-CLEAN-AIR.
Be sure to keep the chill in the air out of your home this winter with a reliable and efficient heating unit from Farnan and Dermer. They're the comfort guys, and for over a century, Farnan and Dermer has been keeping families like yours comfortable with their energy-efficient HVAC systems. Why shiver and shake this upcoming winter when you can be warm and cozy? Make sure your heating unit's working by scheduling a tune-up with Farnan and Dermer today for just $89 or purchase a new system with 0% financing for 60 months. Farnan and Dermer's powerful Trane systems will keep you comfortable day and night and keep your utility bill in check. Take it from the Comfort Guys. It's hard to stop a Trane. So keep warm this winter and call the Comfort Guys today at 410-367-7777 or visit them online at farnandermer.com. That's FARNENDERMER.com. Farnan and Dermer, Baltimore's most reliable air conditioning, heating, and plumbing service. They're the Comfort Guys, and they've been making your family's comfort their family's business since 1902. Again, 410-367-7777 or go to farnandermer.com.
Start your own tradition at Adams Jeep's Start Something New sales event with 0% financing for up to 72 months on 200-plus new Jeeps in stock. Adams is top-rated dealer of the year for 6 years running, specializing in custom-lifted Jeeps, trucks, and SUVs, including the award-winning Jeep Wrangler 2019 SUV of the Year. Ask Wayne about a free lift kit and for employee-preferred pricing. Located at 3485 Churchville Road in Aberdeen, call 410-879-5800 or visit AdamsJeepOfMaryland.com.
Welcome back to Planning with a Purpose. Call 410-583-1057 now to begin your plan. Once again, Brian Akers.
And welcome back to Planning with a Purpose. I am Jeff Akers, your host for this morning. And with me today is Bernie McVeigh. I'm going to tell you how to get in contact with us again one more time so that you can start your own plan for the future. You can do that by giving us a call at any time during the week at 866-AFG-TEAM. You can also check us out on the internet at acresfinancial.com. So we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in current events, which right now that means government shutdown talk. What's going on with that? So have you heard anything about that on the news, Bernie, or has that just been...
It's wall-to-wall coverage.
Yes, wall-to-wall. Funny that it's over the border wall, and it's wall-to-wall coverage.
It's wall-to-wall coverage, and it's not going to stop anytime soon, apparently.
It doesn't seem like it. So what we want to do is just kind of go through what it means for different folks out there. So the first group of people that it's really affecting are federal employees that have been furloughed. So not every government employee has been furloughed, but they call non-essential employees have been furloughed. They don't have to come to work, but they're not getting paid. So if you're a furloughed government employee, yesterday was the first day that you did not get a paycheck. And that can be kind of a scary proposition.
It's a rude awakening for a lot of folks.
Yes, it can
unfortunate.
Be.
It's very unfortunate.
Yeah. So, you know, I was thinking I've got friends that work for the federal government. I live up in Harford County. We've got Aberdeen Proving Ground there. So there's lots of folks that work for the government up there. In Maryland, we also have folks down around Washington, D.C. I mean, it seems like everybody is a government employee.
Yeah, and in the airport area with National Security Agency and so on.
Right. So we're
a ton of employees.
Maryland is tremendously impacted by this. But among my friends, there's kind of two categories of my friends. One group kind of says, well, it's like a vacation. I'm going to get paid for it eventually. And whenever they make me go back to work, I'll go back to work. And then there's the other group that says, I'm not getting a paycheck. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make my bills. What am I going to do? How am I going to do it? And the difference between these two friends is that the one that looks at it as a vacation, he's not overly concerned about it. He has an emergency fund. This is one of the things that we talk about in planning is having money set aside for the unforeseen events. And so they've got, these friends have money set aside. They can get by for a few months without any sources of income. And for them, it's just not a big deal. They're going to use their emergency fund. And when they do get paid, they're just going to
replenish
it back.
It. Yeah.
Right. Put it back. But for other folks, where you're worried about the bills and how are you going to pay the bills? What are you going to do right now? There are some companies out there that are offering assistance to furloughed government employees. So I've heard about some banks, credit unions that are offering interest-free loans to help people kind of bridge the gap to get by it. There are some other companies that are allowing you to skip payments or defer a payment for a service that you might have. So what we would say here is check with your bank, your credit union, whatever.
Your utility companies, for example, would be another
right.
Inquiry any of the that service. You would like to make.
Yeah, any of the service companies. I even saw AT&T on a list today, so
yeah.
I presume that's for cell phone service. Credit card companies, I saw Discover card on that same list. Any service providers, just check with them. You know, give them a call, let them know that you're a furloughed government employee and what can they do to help. And then take advantage of that help if you need it and if that's a concern for you. I know it can certainly be a rude awakening for folks. And so I know there's a lot of folks out there listening today that this is impacting. So we want you to be aware that there are some things out there that can help along the way. After the furlough is over, if you're one of the folks that are worried about paying bills, we really encourage you to come in, sit down and talk so that we can get you on a plan so that the next time this happens, you know, I was looking at last year's notes, there was a shutdown last year too. It's like it happens all the time now.
It's a recurring theme. Unfortunately, this one appears to be lasting not only already longer, but who knows when it's going to end.
How much longer.
Yeah.
But the idea of these government shutdowns isn't going away. So we want you to be prepared for the next one when it comes up. So when this one is over, it's time to prepare for the next one. All right.
So we should also potentially talk about, so if you have an income stream from the government, what can you expect, right?
Right. So one income stream, you worked for the government years ago, and now you're collecting a pension.
Right.
I actually got a call this week, somebody saying, am I still going to get my pension payment?
And the answer is?
According to OPM, those payments will be uninterrupted. So if you're receiving a pension, you'll get a pension.
Very good news for federal pensioners.
A lot of people out there. I presume it's because computers do that work, the sending out of the checks. There doesn't have to be a person involved, or at least not very many folks involved. But OPM says, yes, those pension payments are coming out. What else you got?
So what about our Social Security beneficiaries?
Social Security is all computer, too. So Social Security payments are continuing to come out. Now, you get that on a Wednesday, and it depends on your date of birth, which Wednesday of the month.
Yes.
But go ahead and check your bank. You should see your Social Security payment hitting at its regular time, because that's all computerized.
Yes. And if you're a beneficiary of a VA kind of payment stream, pension or support, you know, that income stream is also going to continue. They are funded through the year.
Right.
And so no interruption there as we understand it.
Yep. I have a client who's receiving a VA disability benefit, and that's uninterrupted at this point. So those are all good things. Again, this is a partial government shutdown, so they didn't shut everything down, turn out the lights.
Right. We do have some cautions for employees, though, that are in their Medicare sign-up window. So if you're approaching the age of 65 and you're in that 90-day window where mm-hmm. you are required to sign up for your Medicare benefits, we think strongly that you need to act on that and that you not use the government shutdown as a reason why you didn't
as an
apply,
excuse
within your window. And we encourage you to do that online.
Mm-hmm. Medicare is something that you can sign up for online as well as Social Security. You actually sign up for Medicare through the Social Security website. We do have a client that in December, before the shutdown even happened, we went online, we signed up for Medicare. His benefits are supposed to start in February. And so, you know, we were doing it in plenty of time to get it done, but he's never received anything from Medicare yet. When he checks online, it says it's still pending. So it looks like as a result of this shutdown, if you're applying for benefits, there could be a delay. Now, we don't know that for sure yet in this instance that there will be a delay, but there could be a delay. So just start thinking in terms of, well, what am I going to do come the date that I need it? But don't use the fact that there might be a delay as an excuse not to sign up, because you want to be able to tell the government that you did everything in your power.
Yeah, so this is a very, very important point if you're in that age window approaching 65. If you're in that situation and listening, please follow up on this action, because the failure to do so will result in a lifetime penalty.
Right. If you don't sign up for Medicare during that enrollment period, that special enrollment period for you, and you're required to, then you could be penalized, and it is a lifetime penalty that you'll pay on your Medicare premiums going forward. Now, we talked a little bit about Medicare in the first segment, and so this is just a little follow-on to that, if you will. So don't use that. Don't use a government shutdown as an excuse. You can also sign up for Social Security online. There's not really a penalty because you didn't take Social Security at a certain age. It's just that you're not getting checks during those times. So when it's time to sign up, we encourage you to go online and take care of it that way, so you don't have to go into the Social Security office to do it. That's not necessary, but that'll get you into the queue. And even when things were running smoothly, the government was open, everything was fine, you'd call the Social Security Administration to set an appointment to go into the office, and they'd give you an appointment for a couple of months away. So the online, so long as they'll let you through the whole process, I did have a couple of situations where you do it online and there was something odd in the background where people ended up having to go in to sit down at the Social Security office, but that's only happened a couple of times that I've seen. So try to do it online if you can.
You know, and then speaking about the economic impact of the shutdown, you know, the area here locally is, you know, full of government contractors, right? Folks that either have a business or work for a business that supports the government. And, you know, those payments are probably dry for a while.
It depends on the source of funding. My understanding is the Department of Defense is funded and still operating. So
yeah.
I presume that those contractors are still okay.
Yeah, so those are measured pretty closely. As you say, many of the programs are funded, and then others that are running out of funding, the companies take specific actions within. But, you know, if you're an independent contractor, for example, you are impacted by this most likely.
Right. It depends on what you're contracted to do.
Yeah, and the funding status of it.
Right.
So significant impact potentially locally.
Right. So the contractors are really the ones that I think are being hurt the most in this because there's no idea really that they're going to be receiving back pay because they didn't provide a service during the shutdown.
Right.
So what they're out, they're just out that money.
Right. There's no retroactive benefits for those individuals that aren't federal employees.
Right. There you go. And so that can be really difficult. And again, that takes us back to my two friends and their concerns. Having that emergency fund set up so that you can bridge the gap for a couple of months can make all the difference when something like this happens. And it's happened before, it's happening now, and we're not allowed to guarantee anything, but it seems like a pretty sure thing that there will be another government shutdown somewhere down the line. Yeah.
And it's a good idea for emergency funds for problem scopes beyond government shutdowns. I mean, families, individuals, they all run into, you know, emergency situations, unforeseen events, and so on, that may require the use of an emergency fund. So we really think it's, you know, one of the first things individuals should do to protect their, you know, their future, their financial future.
So even if you don't work for the government or you don't work for a contractor, you still want to have an emergency fund because everybody's refrigerator breaks sooner or later.
Yeah.
Or everybody's car breaks down.
Car accident, or, you know, you have a deductible that you need to meet, or, I mean, there are a whole range of problems that folks face every day. So you need to make sure that you have, we would think of, you know, 3 to 6 months of emergency funds as being kind of like the minimum level that you want to keep.
Right.
You know, and that will allow you to weather most storms.
Right.
You know, that you face.
Or at least give you time to prepare for what you're going to do next.
Yeah.
Earlier, we were talking about different circumstances, and one of them is job loss. Right now, unemployment is really high, or employment is really high. Unemployment is really low. But there will come a time where there will be a downturn in the economy. People will lose jobs, and you want to have that that emergency fund in place to bridge the gap until you can get your next job or decide what you're going to do going forward. So we hope that you would give us a call at 866-AFG-TEAM. We can talk about your specific situation, your circumstances, and try to help you navigate through what you need to do. So that's this week's Planning with a Purpose show. Thank you for being here, Bernie. It was
You're
fun.
Welcome, Jeff. We always have a good time.
Yeah, we always have a good time, whether anybody else realizes that or not. But you can, like I said, give us a call. You can also check us out on the web at acresfinancial.com. And remember to live your life with a purpose. And when it comes to your finances, remember to always be planning with a purpose.
You've been listening to Planning with a Purpose with your host, Brian Akers of Akers Financial Group. Brian Akers of Akers Financial Group is a registered representative offering securities through Kalos Capital, Inc. and investment advisory services through Kalos Management, Inc. Akers Financial Group is not an affiliate or subsidiary of Kalos Capital or Kalos Management and does not provide tax and legal services. Advice given on planning with a purpose is general in nature, and one should seek further advice from their financial advisor, broker, attorney, or tax accountant before investing. Be sure to read each prospectus carefully to understand all the risks associated with each investment.
The choice of your child's school is vitally important. Wouldn't you go a few more miles for something really special? Harford Christian School is the longest established Christian school in Harford County, serving students preschool through 12th grade. For 50 years, we have provided affordable tuition and transportation options that put quality Christian education within your reach. Visit us on the web at harfordchristian.org.
Losing someone special can be one of the hardest times of your life. Baltimore has relied on the Evans Funeral Chapel and cremation services to help them during some of the most important family moments. Let the Evans Funeral staff make your difficult times as easy as it can be for you and your family. Evans Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, serving Baltimore families since 1865, a tradition of comfort and caring. Visit evansfuneralchapel.com for more information. That's evansfuneralchapel.com.
Knowledge is power. How much better would life be if you had the power to provide a financial umbrella for your family? Protect your estate? Retire without any lifestyle compromise? Obtaining this kind of knowledge is as easy as making a call to Akers Financial Group, with a focus on helping you make decisions that reach far beyond the typical life stages. Akers Financial provides comprehensive, innovative, and personalized wealth management services. Call us at 410-692-9870 or visit our website at akersfinancial.com.
Member FINRA SIPC.
The iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love, like those perfect portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
And how Memojis now turn every FaceTime with the kids into fun time. In fact, the only thing you'll love more than your iPhone XR is getting it included in the price when you get an unlimited plan. That's right. Get both unlimited and iPhone XR included for just $40 a month. Sure, you can get unlimited somewhere else. But for the same price at T-Mobile, you get unlimited and iPhone XR. Join today and get iPhone XR included with your unlimited plan for just $40 a line for four new lines. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
$30 for Essentials plus $10 for iPhone XR with autopay and qualifying trade-ins via 36 bill credits. Customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs per month. Video at 480p for well-qualified buyers plus taxes and fees. Contact us before canceling or remaining balances due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus $20.84 per month for 36 months. Full price $749.99, 0% APR.
Stanford Kitchen, the restaurant that feeds Baltimore's fans. Join us for our famous ribs, burgers, steaks, cornbread, key lime pie, and much more savory food. Located at 10997 Owings Mills Boulevard, Owings Mills. That's Stanford Kitchen, 10997 Owings Mills Boulevard in Owings Mills, near Stevenson University. Don't forget to join us for happy hour at the Stanford Kitchen, the restaurant that feeds Baltimore's fans.
My family's well-being is what I'm all about. And now with Caseta by Lutron, I've got that peace of mind. Caseta is a smart home lighting system I control from my phone. It's like magic. I was out of town last week and had set the porch lights to come on at dusk. So my family felt safe, like I was there.
Caseta by Lutron. Simple to use, simple to set up. Discover how Caseta smart lighting controls can upgrade your life at CasetaWireless.com. Welcome home to peace of mind.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Jeremy Kahn here for Maryland Live Casino and Hotel. Celebrate Big Game 53 and win a 65-inch Samsung 4K TV. Play with your Live Rewards card to earn one entry for every 50 points, and every guest receives one free entry. Insert your Live Rewards card in any promotional kiosk or eligible slot machine to activate your entries within 1 hour prior to each drawing. Drawings will be held February 1st through the 3rd. For details, visit livecasinohotel.com. Again, that's livecasinohotel.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ah, winter. That scratchy time of year. You scratch ice off your windshield. You scratch icicles off your gutters. You scratch frozen birdseed off the patio. You scratch your scalp under that itchy wool cap. Well, this winter, scratch something fun for a change. New winter scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery. We have four exciting new games, like $50,000 diamonds and Power 8s. Top prizes are up to $100,000. You're going to be scratching this winter, so you might as well scratch to win. Play all the new winter scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery. Please play responsibly.
The preceding was a paid program, and the views expressed on this show do not represent the views of WJZ-FM, Entercom Communications, its sponsors, or affiliates.
The only way you can take the fan with you anytime, anywhere,
is the Radio.com app.
Download it today.
This is WJZ-FM.
HD1, Catonsville, Baltimore.
Broadcasting from the Thompson Creek Window Company Studios. The one window replacement company that does it all.